opened in 1949 when there was a big surge in population coming into Australia. They hadn't been able to introduce many post-war immigrants until there were enough boats available. In 1949, the boats became available and immigrants from Britain and from non-British countries surged into Australia. Now, to accommodate them, they overran, they doubled up Bungella and they overran that, and they opened Bathurst and they overran that. So they set up holding centres, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria. They dotted these little places around where the wives and the children could go until the man could find a place for them at work. So the reception centres like Bungella simply processed people and sent them out to work. If there was no accommodation there, they were sent off to places like Benalla, Summers, Rushworth, Mildura, Urinquinty, Cowra, lots of little places where there are these little holding centres.
Why was Benalla chosen?
Oh, there'd been an RAAF post there, and all of those places I just named, there'd been some defence installation, because during the war, Australia wanted to make sure that if it was subject to attack on the coast, that the defence places were inland. So they started off these RAAF camps and army camps like Bungella and like the RAAF at Benalla and at Cowra. And they wanted to keep them away from enemy attack. So they reused those because there was no accommodation. Housing and housing materials were very short in the post-war period. Benalla was open when we were taking what they called the last of the displaced persons in Europe. All the countries wanted the work-ready young people who could help their workforce. And Australia queued up and gladly embraced all these work-ready young people. Then there was a pool of displaced persons who weren't work-ready. They were the wives with families. So they start to bring families out, and they knew that the wives and children weren't work ready. They start to bring old people out because they were displaced and they didn't know what to do with them. So it was partly a humanitarian response.
How long, I guess, would people stay for?
Usually in a holding centre like Urinquinty, you stayed for about 4 months, and then the husband was able to arrange for work accommodation wherever he was for his family to join him. Now, the trouble with Benalla, probably the advantage of Benalla, was that it had a big factory, a clothing factory opposite, and was going to get another factory, a chain factory, soon. So the women could stay in the camp and work. So they sent women there who didn't have a man that they depended upon. They call them unsupported mothers with their children. Really, they were supporting mothers, we'd use the term these days, rather than unsupported. So these supporting mothers could find work at the clothing factory just across the road from Benalla. Now, that meant that they were there a long, long time because they were able to support themselves, but not to gather enough money to move out of Benalla. So it became a place where people stayed not for months, but for years.
The women that ended up there, did they come over with their husbands or did they just come over by themselves?
A variety of things. Some separated from their husbands out here. Some of them have no idea whatever happened to their husband in the war. As you can imagine, if you'd been uprooted in Germany and sent to a labour factory camp and your husband to another factory, still don't know if their husbands existed or not at the end of the war.
So when it did close, Bruce, why did it close?
Money. 1967, they realised that they had to make better accommodation available to attract the people from Europe they wanted to attract, and they didn't want to upgrade Benalla or Bungella. But they built better hostels in the city where the people would find work rather than improve Benalla and then improve Bungella.
And do we know what happened to the women when it closed? Did some stay local?
Yeah, we do. The Department of Immigration was very careful to try to look after those that were there. It said in the worst cases, we'll send people off to Bungella or we might have to expatriate them. That is, send them back to where they came from. They sent some off to Melbourne, but they found Housing Commission houses in Benalla and several of them moved into Housing Commission homes in Benalla, and the department paid up any rent difference between what they had to pay at the camp and what they paid at the Housing Commission. So it was a gentling of the move, but it was still an uproot for a lot of women who'd come to take the camp as their home. They'd been there for so long, they knew nothing other than camp life.
In terms of what the site was and what's left now, how much of the original site's left?
About a tenth of the site left. And what's interesting is that it's different from Bowngilla in that what's left is the original primary school that's disappeared from Bowngilla and the original centre church. What's interesting to me is that on our heritage list statewide in Victoria, we celebrate schools, and here's a migrant school, and we don't have a migrant centre school anywhere on that register. We celebrate churches. We don't have the kind of church that they had at a migrant holding centre.
Is it heritage protected?
Benalla Council, with the help of regional development funds, had commissioned a master plan for its airport redevelopment ahead of the World Gliding Championships a few years away. Now, that master plan has come up with, here's some heritage places that should be protected by council. Further, that's awakened within the ex-Benalla people a petition saying, please protect this site and take care of it. And we've now got Heritage Victoria saying, we'll look at it and see if it is of state significance.
From your point of view, what role did the migrant centre play in Australia's history?
Well, it was one of the places where we took in post-war immigrants. And we know that we celebrate Bowngilla for representing that non-British post-war immigration. But this is another aspect of that post-war immigration. This is about women and children who were sent away from their husbands temporarily, but sometimes the temporarily meant that it went on for years. And so I think it complicates that story of post-war immigration that we tend to see in rosy coloured spectacles. To me, these are the displaced persons from Europe who it was difficult to find places for in Australia. So it's complicating that migrant story. That's not all, everybody becoming a great success.